prepared for Star 10. Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Zach, give me a cigarette, will you?
Frank, I'm fresh out.
What, again, man? Yeah, I ain't had no cigarettes since we did that last tour.
Well, look, where's Red?
I don't know. We're supposed to have a session today. Red's supposed to be here.
Crazy.
Well, look, man. Look, Red's coming in now. Come on in, Red.
Hey, Red, come on in and blow some.
Hey, Red. Well, I didn't know all you cats are down here, man. Y'all want me to blow?
Yeah, come on, blow some.
With this kind of music going on, you know I can't play that slow.
Put it where you want it.
That's yours and drag. Let me see. Hey, fellas, hold up there a minute. Hold up there. Let's get in a groove like this.
We'll be right back. What do you know? It's the Hound. I'm back. And what do we got today? Il Bruch is back.
Yo.
Billy Miller is here, sleazy record company executive and rock singer.
And publication, like.
And producing magnate. Yeah. Say hi to the folks.
Hi, folks.
Billy's going to program most of the show today. Sally and Andy, our twin bartenders, are here. Got the car, the caddy in and out of the mud already once, for those of you watching on your, I know snowy reception on your video receiver, but that was us doing the Keystone Cops thing with the car in the mud.
It was really handsome.
Yeah.
So, folks, Billy Miller is bringing the record selecting software this week. We're not using our usual interview.
So what can the folks look forward to? Billy's got a hillbilly hangover and a bomb.
We got a bomb set.
A new bunch of Link Ray trash that no one has heard.
I got everything, Ham. They want to hear.
So Hazel Atkins, yeah.
As long as it's one of these 30 records in this pile, I'll be happy to play it.
And we're going to do news for the stupid. And I don't think we have anything to give away unless somebody calls us and gives us something. Although I won something.
Don't sell yourself short.
Hey, I won two tickets to Booker T and the MGs at KCR.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you have to guess the session date?
No, just the song title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the answer? Mo Onions?
Streamline Woman.
Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the answer. Anyway, Billy's got to hand me a bunch of old 45s. We got one queued up. We'll start out with Jimmy Patton.
That sounds good. The recently deceased Jimmy Patton. Yeah.
Miles out of Dallas town. My head was a spinning, going round and around. I thought I saw cops sitting by the roadside. People lay up and stop and said, "Man, let me slide out." Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Well, Seminole girl named Raindrop went to a thing they call the Swamp Pop. Started swinging her feathers around. She danced with every buck till sundown, down in the Everglades. One night she was making eyes in the moonlight. But out of a teepee came her pop. So everyone was doing the Swamp Pop. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligators beating and a rocking. Boom, bah, wah, boom, wah, 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 boom, bah, wah, boom, wah, 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 wah. Papa started doing a war dance. He didn't like the way they made a romance. Raindrop said, Daddy, don't fret, just grab a hold of Mama and I get help. Papa took a Raindrop's advice. Soon he thought the dance was a real nice. Swinging in and swinging out. Boom, ba, 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 he'd shout. Green frogs hopping, flamingos bopping, crocs and alligators reeling and rocking. Boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, 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 ba. Everglades some night, walking with your girl in the moonlight, and you hear music that's real cool. If a Seminole Swamp Pop dance cool, green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligators beating and rocking. Green frogs hopping, flamingos popping, crocs and alligators beating and rocking. Boom ba ba, boom ba wa ba ba, 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 boom ba ba.
Here's one that cuts your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Big elephants on the table, big elephants on the wall. Living an alligator, running down the hall. When I got to San Jose, I raised my head and swore I'd never see big elephants anymore. Oh, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink of blood an hour ago and went right to my ear. Oh, mercy, went right to my ear. I saw...
What you see, man?
I saw...
What you see, man? Big elephant, man?
I saw big elephants on the table. Big elephants on the wall. Living an alligator, running down the hall. When I got to San Jose, I raised my hand and swore I'd never see pink elephants anymore.
This is a hit!
Save me, oh Lord. Say me your love. Say me your love. Oh, baby. Say me your love.
Are you really enjoying the ultimate in sausage products? You are if you're buying Wardinsky's. Now remember what we always say. Don't give me that baloney. I want Wardinsky.
Tell me no doubt, my work's already done. Tell me no doubt, my work's already done. I'm gonna stay home, honey, honey, baby, have a little song. Oh, I had a little girl, just about 5'4". Oh, yes, I had a little girl, just about 5'4". Oh, but she was so skinny, she could never hurt her like you know. If you love me, baby, I'll come love of you. If you love me, baby, I'll come love of you too. You won't spend no more money, honey, baby, than say every word. I don't need no job, my work's already done. I don't need no job, my work's already done. I'm gonna save all my money, honey, baby, have my devil's heart. Baby, now I understand. I'm back to the baby, now I understand. My hands full now, I'm gonna be a one woman. I don't need no job, my work's already done. I don't need no job, my work's already done. I'm gonna stay home, honey, honey, baby, have my lover's home.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Back in the States,
Right. Hound here. The little flower stopped dancing. That one killed it. Yeah.
How's that move, anyway?
I don't know. It might have a battery in it or something. One of those little flower slugs that moves to music. It was really jumping around
just,
for the...
new place is just a potpourri of suaveness in here.
Yeah, you like the frame copy of the Preston Loves Barbecue album in the kitchen? That's my favorite
Everyone
part of the whole house.
Have one.
Yeah.
One does,
and the Edward Hopper Memorial Hopper is good. Or Edward Hooper Memorial Hopper, yeah, in the bathroom over there.
I miss that one.
This is The Hound. This is WFMU. This is what we're discussing here. Well, we may lose it all anyway.
Yeah, true.
Your
house tour early.
A bunch of 45s from the collection of, formerly of the collection of Billy Miller. They're coming home with me. You want to tell us what we heard?
Yeah. Del Vaughn, How Can You Be Mean to Me in VG Plus Condition. Jerry Parsons and the Blue Jeans, Don't Need No Job. Bruce's theme. Don't need no job. Sit home and watch Bonanza all day.
There it is.
Donald Simpson, Save Me Your Love. Should have wrote these down.
Wally Willette.
Pink Elephants.
I wrote them down.
You wrote them down? Then why am I announcing? Bob Buster, Swamp Hop.
Good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Garza label, folks. Look for it.
And yeah. Jimmy Patton, recently smushed in a car crash.
Ooh, bummer.
Yeah, I'm moving. Not anymore.
So, what are we going to do now?
Where are we at?
I don't know.
Bruce was going to talk about news.
Not paying attention. I just got a kick out of that with the testimony in the John Gotti trial concerning brown sugar.
The trouble is I got to read the whole damn thing.
No, you don't. You can just explain the good part.
Well, let's see. Assistant Manhattan.
You
got to
get closer to the microphone than that, though.
Okay.
Talk me through it, Hal.
Just don't sing.
All right. Assistant Manhattan District Attorney Michael Cherkasky was the first to mention rock music, as he indicated these tapes of John Gotti and his buddies rapping in a social club.
He's comparing
them. Rapping. My name's Gotti. I go to the party. In a social club in which he's ordering a hit on Carpenter's on a Carpenter's Union official. And the thing was the jury people that they were trying to select couldn't understand what the hell was going on. So this genius goes, did you ever listen to rock and roll music and on first listening have not heard all the lyrics to the song?
Well, they're introducing wiretap tapes into this trial. Scary idea in itself.
Yeah. Especially in the jury selection process.
Evidently, at some point in the tapes, he supposedly says, well, go bust them up.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer here was making a comparison.
Thank you. If you have the lyrics written in front of you, a transcript, it becomes easier to follow, this guy says. Anyone feel they know all the lyrics to Brown Sugar?
Or Nina Caca Nina by the Dinks?
You don't know what was in Mick Jagger's head. We don't even know what was in his mouth.
We don't even know there was Brown anything Sugar. In his head.
I got a good idea what was in his
mouth. Make up your mind when you hear the tapes, and I assure you that it won't be Brown Sugar. I think that resulted in Mick Taylor and Ron Wood both being excused from the jury selection process.
And John Gotti leading the jury into a cry of, yeah, 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 woo. Oh, well, I guess we should forget news for a minute. And
that was
all our pals.
What's this? Cheeseburger killer convicted.
Oh, you want to? Okay, we can do that one.
Jumping the gun? I don't know. I don't care. Cheeseburger killer convicted, says here. Ballston Spa in New York. Man was convicted of murder here yesterday for killing a fellow customer at a diner after an argument over a cheeseburger. Whoa. Ronald Longo, 45, of Saratoga Springs, claimed self-defense in the stabbing of construction worker William McIntyre. A jury convicted him of second-degree murder. Witnesses said they heard Longo threaten McIntyre for berating a waitress about a cheeseburger served without lettuce and tomato.
Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce.
Longo, they said, was ordered out of the Spa City Diner in Saratoga Springs and waited outside for McIntyre and then brandished a knife. Oh, man, he was remanded to the Saratoga County Correctional Facility. Well, there you
go. See, that's rough.
Life's cheap. Chief.
Wasn't that the brother of the Calzone murderer?
I don't know.
No. I think the...
Life's cheap and rare.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
God, we're off to a flying start.
Okay, let's just announce all the stuff. The world-famous Blue Jays' famous Rig Rock Review.
Oh, yeah.
And, along with the A-Bones for free next Friday over at McGovern's and Saturday with the Pussy Willows. Our old buddy Sammy Price, Thursday and Friday up at the West End Cafe, Broadway and 115th Street. He played at your wedding, Billy.
That's right. He played the piano at my wedding.
Yeah, the only guy to bring a gun to the wedding.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
He wouldn't take his coat off at the, you know, we invited him in for the reception, and he wouldn't take his coat off because he was packing heat.
Yeah. Ruth Brown and Little Jimmy Scott over at the Lone Star Monday. Empire State Soul Club.
Wait a second. Miriam's dad was also toting a gun.
No, he was just loaded. Ruth Brown and Little Jimmy Scott, Lone Star Monday. Booker T and the MGs tonight at the Lone Star Cafe, Empire State Soul Club. Did I say that?
Floyd does like a half set with the
MGs. He sings Big Bird.
He just do the introductions of his songs. I hate that song.
You hate that song?
I hate that song.
Same song as Gloria. I love that song. Well, talk to Bruce, that Air Force.
I'll go talk to Eddie Floyd.
We get him on the phone. All right, we got some more records queued up, I guess. We're going to do a Hillbilly Hangover out of lack of anything amusing to say. And what's this next thing? It's Hazel Atkins. It's not yet out on the record.
No, we have a couple of Hazel Atkins.
So you bootleggers, you can move very fast.
Yeah, for that.
Billy's not amusing
yeah, right.
that one.
Yeah, right.
The man.
We got a couple cuts from an album we're going to have out called Moon Over Madison, which is Hazel singing love songs.
With a lot of weird, like, extra instruments.
So to give a nifty... You say you know welding, but you only know... I don't know.
With the Johnny Mann singers and the Jordanaires. I had a dream about you, I believe.
You did?
Yep.
Gee, how I'm touched.
Let's just hear it.
The hook.
Thank you.
just one payment they will hand you to your grave. Still you trying to make famous, not a penny could I save. I'm getting mighty hungry and I don't have no fans. When they get through with you, you just don't have a chance. I'm in debt, head over heels, and I don't know how I'm ever gonna pay my bills. Oh, I'm getting thin and bony from eating old stale bologna. I'm in debt, head over heels, in debt. When you walk into the long company and try to borrow a dime, you have to sign your life away and you think that is fine. When it comes to the payment and you are badly bent, if they only know the truth, I didn't have a cent. I'm in debt, head over heels, and I don't know how I'm ever gonna pay my bills. I'm getting thin and bony from eating old stale bologna. I'm in debt, head over heels, in debt.
Yankee, go home, you'll never love me.
Still haunt me. Well, I told her she was right and walked away. But now I'm back home, I find I just can't get her off my mind. Or each night in dreams, I always hear her say,
so Yankee, go home. Across the phone, I love you with all my heart, but the time has come to part. You don't love me, so Yankee, go home. Yankee, go home. You'll
Yankee, go home. She stood there crying. And to my shame, I turned and walked away. But now I'm going back across the sea, 'cause she's the only girl for me. And when we're wed, she never more will say,
Yankee, go home.
It was in the sixth decade of the 20th century when the hippie movement plagued our continent. Living lives devoid of care, short of cash and long of men, they were dropouts from the great establishment. Oh, the California hippie murders, flashing knives and blood, and the word pig carved upon a young girl's breast. A mother pleading for her unborn son while they kill their victims one by one was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Their leader was evil, a curse from his birth. How he hypnotized and mesmerized each girl with dope, sex, and music. He invaded the earth, preparing his kingdom, a happy world. Holy, holy. Carved upon a young girl's breast, a mother pleading for her unborn son while they killed their victims one by one. Was the worst crime in the annals of the West. Holy Odalee, he Odalee.
Good honor, Gerald. Good luck in the future, pal. This miscue's for you.
I'm building real soon. I'm gonna take my honey to it.
That's it, isn't it?
It's a spot that I have chose, and it never will be closed. That I'm building on the moon. Slot machines will be paying on the moon. Jukeboxes will be playing pretty tunes. I'll take old broke down musicians and I'll give them all positions in that I'm building on the moon. Stag parties on the moon. Couples will be there to sit and spoon. My sweetheart will be with me and we'll be happy as can be. And I'm building on the moon. Slot machines will be paying on the moon. Jukeboxes will be playing pretty tunes. I'll take old broke down musicians and I'll give them all positions in that I'm building on the moon. I'm building real soon. Gonna take my sweetheart to it by balloon. All the girls will wear bikinis except those who wear blue jeans in that. I'm building on the moon. Slot machines will be paying on the moon. Jukeboxes will be playing pretty tunes. I'll take old broke down musicians and I'll give them all positions in that. I'm building on the moon. That's why I'm gonna leave.
way.
Just thought I'd break in here and screw it up for you bootleggers.
Yeah, to get what I eat. I think I've got a wife at home. But when I come back, she was gone. She eat all my commodity beef, but she wouldn't eat peanut butter. So that's why she left me alone. Well, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave this place too. Well, this ABC was killing me. Well, this ABC was killing me. Old honey, he said. Work hard to get my pay. Eat commodity meat. Work I can see. Boy, eat commodity meat. Work I can see. That lovely, 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 lovely peanut butter. It was killing my wife, you see. So that's what I believe. Oh, I'm putting it ABC.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I'm not finished with my banana bread yet. Oh, boy, that was our hillbilly hangover
Nothing
today.
Nothing carries broadcast-wise like the sound of chewing, eh?
Unless it's a den sucking snot on the air. So, Bill, you're holding the notebook there.
You. Dan, if you want to phone it in, bro.
Balls in your
court. Well, you had the world-famous Hazel Atkins.
Soul Brother number 7.
Doing a cut from his new Love Songs album, Moon Over Madison. That one was called This ADC. And it only came out on one channel, I believe.
Right.
Channel 3.
Yeah. Before that, Weldon Rogers building a question mark on the moon. Red River Dave with the California Hippie Murders. You like that one? They ought to bring that back.
I saw Bruce over there carving a swastika into his forehead.
Yeah.
Listen, what do you do? Do you do it so you can see it yourself the right way, or you do it so the rest of the world can see it pointed the right way?
It depends on the kind of statement you want to make. I think gay people do it the way you did it, Bruce, backwards.
Mm-hmm. It was great when Miriam drew that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We played with these guys, the Reverb-uckers, and the guy, like, passed out on the couch.
Like after they took an interminable sound check.
Ooh, yeah. Bubbles?
And
no, not the good one.
The one that looks like Charlie Manson. So she drew a little swastika on his forehead, much at the urging of his fellow band members.
The guys in this band were so cool because they kept just laughing in his face and not telling him what was going on.
Yeah, so he walked around the whole night.
I bet Cordell loved that.
Yeah.
She only sees what she wants to.
And staying topical, we had Win Stewart with Yankee Go Home. Hank Sperling, I'm in debt. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling thin and bony, eating sad bologna. Stale bologna. And at the beginning, it was Hazel once again with I Had a Dream About You, a Bruce Bennett favorite with that
amazing water glass.
Amazing Chinese water torture in the background. Ding, ding, ding.
As we were saying, this is WFMU East Orange.
Where else?
Somebody else has the news folder and...
Well...
So we can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
Bill, I guess you and Miriam know a bit about this. Older couples who drink coffee appear to be more sexually active, it says here, than elderly non-coffee drinkers, according to a new study.
You might want to send it into the microphone.
Okay, I could try that.
Well, usually when we have elderly couples come over and we offer them coffee, they don't, you know...
A study in the January issue of the Archives of Internal Medicine did not give a margin of error or date for the survey of 744 Michigan residents done by Dr. Oh, God, what a day. Ananias Diocno of William Beaumont Hospital. Diocno, attempting to explain the results, said coffee stimulates the central nervous system, relaxes certain muscles, but he said it also is possible that people who drink coffee also happen to be, quote, more liberal in their sexual behavior. I guess that's a sort of, we knew that already.
Well, after those certain muscles have been liberated.
They also happen to be still awake, which might help.
Yeah, they have a higher correlation of people that have had long prison terms, too, I guess.
Mm.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Food for thought, folks.
Oh, boy. So we didn't bring little Artie Fufkin with us, who went to the Rock Hall of Fame dinner.
Yeah, he was giving me the whole dirt on it.
But I didn't go either. I tried to give my ticket to Phil Smith, who didn't go either.
Hey, exclusive thing. You can't even give the ticket away.
Yeah, but
I saw a clip of Sting singing Mac the Knife in German to honor Bobby Darin.
When the shark bites,
look at
this is this there.
That was pretty amazing.
Look at all they don't care. Yeah.
Why Sting? Why German? Why Bobby Darin? You know, go figure.
Well, you know, they didn't want to make Simon
he
and Garfunkel look too brutal.
After drawing out all his hard-earned Deutschmarks.
Anyway, so we don't have. Yeah, we don't. We're just gonna go back into this, right? Play a record. What do you think? Gonna go finish the banana bread.
Hall of Famers coming up.
Any Hall of
Who
Famers?
Who got inducted? I didn't even find out.
Who got indicted? Simon and Garfunkel, of course.
They changed the way I think about the music known as
the Who, the Why, whatever they're called, the Kinks.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Darin.
Your boy Hank Ballard.
Hank Ballard, my boy.
Holland
right?
Dozier, Holland.
Wow,
Dozier,
we gave him
Holland.
His freedom.
Holland Dozier, Holland.
Carole King.
Of course.
Oh, man.
Oh, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
All 18 of them.
And oh, the Four Tops.
All 18 of those.
And Jack Starr, I believe. No, that was, I don't know. Who cares, boy?
So weird.
But Rock Hall of Famer Chuck Berry, he's in the news, right?
Yeah.
In the nude.
Sex Mag as Berry singing the blues. Boy, these headline writers. Such imagination.
Dig, like, the first paragraph there. It's just a crazy quilt of...
Yeah, okay, you want to hear the strung-together Chuck Berry puns?
Singer, My Ding-a-ling? Is that in there first?
Singer Chuck Berry, whose numbers roll over Beethoven among his rock classics. Together Chuck Berry puns. Singer,
My Ding-a-ling? Is that in there first?
Singer Chuck Berry, whose numbers roll over Beethoven among his rock classics. Says he nearly rolled over and died when he saw this month's issue of High Society when it came in the mail. Luckily, he had his subscription paid up. He recovered long enough to file a lawsuit in San Francisco yesterday. The Skin Mag shows Berry posing nude with unidentified women, and the ad copy were the only magazine with the nerve to show Chuck's berries.
Everybody knows he has a dozen of them.
Yeah. Seven other nude shots of Berry and the women accompanying the layout with the 63-year-old rock legend says were stolen from him. These pictures were taken by Berry himself about 5 to 10 years ago.
I think the thing he's really mad about is that it shows him with these women that are so ugly Bruce wouldn't even date them.
They caused him so much embarrassment, he said he broke into tears.
Are you sure he wasn't watching a videotape of one of his recent Carson show performances?
He's suing for $5 million. And
we'll see you in court, Chuck.
Good luck, Chuck. If he gets it, you know what's going to happen. Bo Diddley and all of these guys are going to start mailing their nude photos into High Society, you know?
I think they're actually... A guy did go out and take some nude pictures of Bo Diddley. He got the wide-angle lens and turned it upside down, you know, sideways.
Yeah.
Oh, screw it. Let's just play some records. We got this one, Bamboo Rock and Roll by the Nightcaps. Want to hear that one?
Sure.
Hear
this one really gets under the fingernails, folks.
WFMU, East Orange, by the way.
Rickshaw, rickshaw, don't be late. Chase your girl and I got a date. Meet her down on Ginza Street. Watch her walk on tiny feet. Feed her fishes by the boat. Do the bamboo rock and roll. She ain't got no yo-yo. Every girl who takes a stroll, do the bamboo rock and roll. She ain't got no yo-yo. Baby, take it slow. A bamboo rock, a bamboo rock and roll. Rock a
Noodle man played noodle tune underneath the Nippon moon. Stomping, romping, never stop. Fujiyama, blow its top. Every girl who takes a slow do the bamboo rock and roll. She's got New York, oh, yo. Baby, take it slow, oh, oh. A bamboo rock. A bamboo rock, a bamboo rock and roll. A bamboo rock, a bamboo rock and roll. Sayonara, sayonara. A bamboo rock, a bamboo rock and roll. Sayonara, sayonara. A bamboo rock, a bamboo rock and roll. Sayonara, sayonara.
This is a hit!
Japan, when a man has a Ichiban Ojo-san, which means a number one woman, he usually refers to her as a Fujiyama mama.
Well, I got a Fujiyama mama, just as singing as she can be. Well, now she eats gohan for breakfast, and at noon she sips Sanji. Well, my little Fujiyama mama, she's a little bit over 4 feet tall. Well, and the way she really, really, really loves me, I don't want any other at all. Well, my little Fujiyama mama, she's as swinging as she can be. Well, she eats gohan for breakfast, and at noon she sips on tea. My little Fujiyama mama, she's a little mama 4 feet tall. And the way she really, really woo love me, I don't want any other at all.
Fujiyama mama, sweet as she can be.
So, buddy, please, this is the end of our story told to you in song. Moral being, if you have little woman with big heart, do not treat her wrong. Thank you, please. Sayonara.
Ba 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 ba.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Knock it, 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 kn
This is a hit!
Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action! Please help.
I had to meet my little girl, 'cause she's sweetest in the world. I'm sweet. I'm sweet. Motor's fast, got a tank full of ethyl gas. I'm sweet, I'm sweet, I'm sweet, gotta be on the way. Oh,
hey, 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 hey,
down to middle block. All of a sudden I saw a cop. I'm speeding. I'm speeding. I'm speeding. Gotta be on the way. Oh.
Never mind that, buddy. Where's your license?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yes. This is the Hound. That was Billy Miller's set of R&B trash there.
Yeah.
Shoot,
little,
buddy.
Little of that rap music the kids are so crazy about.
Yeah, that was the Hound's custom remix there for the Acid House remix.
There you go. That was the Medallions with Speedin'. And we heard Bedbug by the Cherokees. The Classics featuring Mr. Raccoon, Nuttin' in the Noggin.
To you, buddy.
Yeah. The Antennas with Fujiyama Mama and the Nightcaps Bamboo Rock and Roll.
That one really gets under the fingernails, folks.
Sure does. Ooh. And once again, we're going to plug all our useless pals.
Including two of your useless pals right here.
The A-Bones and the world-famous Blue Jays Rig Rock Review over at McGovern's.
A must see.
Yeah, what Rig Rock are we going to be doing?
Here's the key words, folks. Free.
No, the other key word for us is using the other band's equipment.
You know, in honor of the Who getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think I'll be trashing Jay's amp.
The one you bought him for a wedding present?
No. Did I kick in on that or no?
I don't know. I didn't. Sammy Price, Thursday and Friday, West End Cafe, Broadway and 115th Street.
Jane,
the
I'm
Empire
right.
State Soul Club, Thursday at the North River Bar, which is 145 Hudson Street. These are all in Manhattan, unless I tell you different. Ruth Brown, Little Jimmy Scott at the Lone Star. Not pals of ours, but worth plugging anyway. Booker T and the MGs at the Lone Star tonight with Eddie Big Bird Floyd. And
song Billy loves to hate.
That's it. Yep.
Really?
Yep. All right. We can do some news.
Some might argue that Yankees owner George Steinbrenner has a Napoleon complex.
Yankee, go home.
But actually, his tastes seem to run
Yankee.
Closer to Lawrence of Arabia, especially when it's cold outside. It says here in a forthcoming issue of Longevity magazine, Steinbrenner says that when the mercury dips, he puts on the epic David Lean film on his VCR to warm up. Everyone should see these guys riding around in the middle of the desert for 3 or 4 hours, says George. When I watch it, I'm hot and sweaty. After that, you won't even mind the winter. Do you think it's like that one scene with the Turkish guy, you know?
I've never liked Lawrence of Arabia. I've actually never sat through the whole thing. I refuse to watch a movie with no women in it.
Well, they've got men that sort of, well, act like, well, never mind.
So I don't know what that says about the littlest owner of a baseball team.
Well, it's that one scene, I guess, gets him really cooking.
Here's a guy with some class. Platte City, Montana, an Army major whose
What's
wife...
What's he doing in Montana if he's got class?
Listen to this.
He needs room to move.
An Army major whose wife fell over... You know, you'll see. An Army major whose wife fell off an eighth-floor hotel railing while he was carrying her must stand trial for assault. David Snyder, age 34, told police at the time of the November 4th incident that he had picked up his wife in a romantic gesture, but stumbled and saw his wife flip over the railing. Mrs. Snyder suffered multiple fractures to both legs and a broken pelvis in the 80-foot fall. She uses a walker and apparently has no memory of the incident. She no longer lives with her husband.
Probably just as well.
Yeah. Ooh.
Usually when Bruce has sex,
honest,
too,
I slipped.
The women don't have any memory of the incident.
Where is that laugh track?
Yeah, I don't think we have one.
Any more news?
Save it for the missus.
We got some, yeah. Here's another interesting one. Cops charged bystander, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Frank Johnson, age 46, has been charged with murder for failing to help a 3-year-old girl who suffocated when her... Suffocated when her mother force-fed her an entire chocolate cake,
police
said.
So it's known as deserting
yesterday.
Your children.
Oh, man.
Marjorie Griffin, age 23, was charged with first-degree murder last month, December 21st, on the death of her daughter, Myra.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
An autopsy... found Myra's stomach and throat were stuffed with so much chocolate cake it blocked her windpipe.
Oh, man.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, really. Can blow out the candles and that shit.
Yeah.
Well,
happy birthday to my sister Marie tomorrow.
And happy birthday to Squid Liquid yesterday.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Dude, both of these individuals are going to get chocolate cakes stuffed into their windpipes.
Yeah.
With lit candles.
We'll try to. Anyway, let's do Blues Hangover and Coffee Ready.
This is a Hound program.
Coffee's
set.
Ready. Yeah, I'm programming this one. With Dr. Ross and Turkey Leg Woman.
Employees of Norton Records and their families disavow the following set.
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Take one, Little Lonesome by Little Mother Waller.
My first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball. Through the courtesy of Gertie's Girdle. Gertie's Girdles, first of all, let me ask you girls a personal question. Ladies, when you sit down, do you have a hangover? You might need a Gertie Girdle. Try a Gertie Girdle for the gigantic girl. Gertie's Girdles can keep an unfortunate situation from spreading. And remember, when you use a Gertie Girdle, you're using a girdle made by the first people in the meatpacking business.
Oh, here you come again, that old Jew's-haired woman. You're drunk again. Yeah, you and drunk. I mean good drunk. Coming right on in here. Come on, baby. Coming down the street with your hair in your hand. All them folks out there looking at you. Come on and sit down here by the piano. Put your hair up on the piano. Ain't nobody gonna bother, cause we're all looking. Just sit down while I sing you this tune. See you in a tune while I sing it there. Ain't no use you drinking, drawing the crowd. I had to move last night cause you hollered so loud you were drunk. Yeah, baby, you was drunk. J-U-N, drunk. You was drunk, mama. Yes, you don't remember a thing you said. Look here, baby. What is that you got? Make all the folks think you so hot. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it sure is. And I love it. But listen here, I'm gonna sing you another tune, honey. C-U-E-E, chew. Now listen. You wake up in the morning looking like an old dish rag. You look in the face like one of them old sea hags when you're drunk. Yes, when you're drunk. Yeah, you are drunk, honey. When you're drunk. I'll find you in that bar across the street when you're drunk. Yes, baby, you're drunk. Still drinking. Yes, you're drunk, mama. Don't remember a thing you said. Now listen here. You told me you loved me, and I believe you. I don't know what you've been drinking. But your breath smell like you've been chewing chinches or something like that. Either chewing chinches or drinking bed bug you. But this year is your last chewing I'm a singing now. Pay attention to me and lean up off of me now. Here you go. Well, you stayed drunk so long, you got the contact high. Start drinking in December and you drink until July. You'll be drunk. Yes, you'll be drunk. Baby.
It is also makes brassieres. They come in three sizes, medium, large, and G. Monetti.
Folks, we can sing this song. Don't get mad, I don't mean no harm. I want to play with you. I want to play with you. I want to play with you, I mean your little bulldog. Yeah, that little fool got a long shaggy tail. While I tried to buy my buddy, wasn't for sale. Can I play with you? Can I play with you? I want to play with you, I mean your little bulldog. Down in town with my hat in my hand, I was looking for a woman, didn't have no man. I want to play with you. I want to play with you. I want to play with you, of me, little girl. They were laying in the bed. Well, one time over, this is what she said. Can I play with you? Can I play with you? Can I play with the fool of me, little fool? Now, look, you want what you're trying to do. Trying to love my brother and love me too. I want to play with blue. I want to play with blue. I want to play with blue of me, little blue dog. Play it out loud.
Yeah, all right.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Thank you. This is the Hound, WFMU. Let me go turn on my echo.
It's all happening here, folks. And it's all happening to you.
Anyway, that was the Blues Hangover. I'll tell you what was in that set in a minute. We're going to just get the vibe report on the air.
Late breaking news.
And,
dudes.
Turbans
and,
to speed.
Rascal, you there?
Yo.
What's going on?
Yo, the Hound.
Yeah.
I say people beware. People beware of slimy, lame, half-witted hound imitators nearby on the dial.
Oh, you heard some of them today?
Yeah, I can't. I think the rain, for some reason, is bouncing the signal off of the 516 building on East 11th Street.
Sure, it's not the steel plate in your head?
Wow, so
you're not making fun of Herb Oscar Anderson now, are you?
Now, wait a minute.
So what'd you hear?
Well, I heard some guy, some, you know, student of the blues type dude, you know.
Session date cat.
Listing, yeah, session data, you know, so-and-so played drums, and Jerome Green did not play maracas. Welcome to the revolution.
Oh, boy.
Well,
no, it was a, you know, it was a kid. It was a kid, you know, trying to endear himself to the black or something, you know.
Well, maybe I can just find out what station he's on, go down there and slap the crap out of him.
Oh, yeah, you know, I would gladly do it for you, except for I had no patience to listen to the guy again to try to find out his stinking little call numbers. I know they're lower than yours, you know.
Might be one of those stations that it's trying to push us off the dial.
I think so, and I think
that legal tactics.
I've talked to people, town listeners, that are not, you know, the writing letters to their congressman types, and they're up in arms. I think that actually what we should do is make out a form letter that could be signed, you know, and we'll just leave it at the bars, you know, and with stamps attached.
Good idea.
If we print it up ahead of time, we could get bulk rate, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Billy, I know that you're into bulk rate, being a mailer and all.
Oh, boy. So is that the vibe today? Or
today's vibe.
Whole separate vibe.
Well, the vibe is sort of related because I kind of expected you guys not to be there.
Huh?
Well, I just figured that if you took that many record collectors and put them in one room together, that you might have some possible spontaneous combustion.
Mm.
Or like a cat fight?
Artie
Fufkin didn't come, so...
He didn't?
So the spun... Actually, that probably would have happened, yeah. The Matrix numbers alone.
Did he have to, like, wet nurse Phil Spector or something? He's standing in line at some midtown liquor store trying to buy Depends for Phil Spector. You know, some place where a six pack is $7.
Oh boy.
Well,
that's possible.
I didn't know you knew him so well.
No, he's one of those guys we were talking about him before. Well, maybe I shouldn't say what we were talking about him, but, you know, since he is the West Coast Eddie G.
Yeah, definitely.
But does that mean that he has those weird parties at his house and everything that we don't get invited to? Hey, Eddie G, how come you don't invite us to your house when Bob Dylan's over there? It's probably because he has the hood up and we can't speak to him.
Probably because we don't want to go there when Bob Dylan's over there.
That's true. Except for, you know, if Bob Dylan was there, at least maybe we could get him to buy the bacon cheeseburgers.
Yeah, but the thing is, we'd never know whether he's being Catholic or Jewish, so we don't know what to bring.
What does he do?
We can get his chauffeur to go out and get us some.
We can get him both hats.
Yeah.
He can wear one hat when he's eating the bacon cheeseburger and the other hat when he's eating the vegetarian fries.
You know, this Bob Dylan story, a pal of ours, who we will mention his name, get in trouble, who was on tour with Bob Dylan, had this story. Bob Dylan, he wears a hooded sweatshirt all the time, puts the hood up when you're not allowed to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
When he has the hood down, you can talk to him when he talks to you first, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happens, Roscoe, if he's got the hood up and he talks to you first? You're not allowed to answer him?
You get to punch him.
No, I think that's something like, that's what they used to do to you in Hell Week when you're going through fraternity initiation. You know, you maybe...
Consent the manual.
Yeah, either
he has the hood up, he's freewheeling, right?
Well, either you get paddled five times or you're automatically in the club.
Now, when he's got the hood up and he talks to you, you can moisten your pinky and stick it in one of his ears.
Roscoe, the latest traveling Wilbury.
No, please. I don't want to go out to pasture yet. Although I think you get a white falcon for joining. I could turn around and sell that for $3,000 to some guy with spots on his leg.
Yeah. True.
A period piece.
So to speak.
Well, I guess, you know, it's probably about time for you guys to play a record. So I'm going to go back to watching some cable TV since all I can get is lousy hound imitators. People beware.
Lousy stinking hound imitators.
Stinking, lame, limp like cooked lettuce hound imitators.
I hate that.
Don't you hate that?
I hate that.
Well, brute imitators really bug me out, too.
Well, why don't you guys just order yourselves a Mexican pizza and get into the VOM set.
You got it.
Aloha, dudes.
Aloha, Roscoe.
Aloha.
Roscoe will be on that Jays. He'll be doing the power assist with the Jays and the Jays A-Bone double bill next week.
Oh, goody.
And
this is why the admission price keeps going down. The more featured stuff,
right.
Now it's down to free.
Let me, before somebody calls in and says, what was that second song you played? I'll go through the Blues Hangover. Let's go back to the musical Enchanted Forest loop there. What was the Blues Hangover set? Back to the Front, Lightning Hopkins, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. Champion Jack Dupree with Drunk Again. Tampa Red, the King Yusinevich sound in its embryonic years there with It's Tight Like That. Little Walter
detect
with...
Detect a pattern growing here, Bruce?
Little Walter with Baby. And Dr. Ross, Turkey Legged Woman.
Can't fool me.
Billy Miller has programmed our today's VOM set, which will pick it up with the Tremolos. Eh? The Tremolos?
This is the same lousy Tremolos that in the 60s did Silence is Golden. Here Comes My Baby. Here's a good record.
This is the VIM set, folks.
This is a hit!
Oh,
Hey, hold it! the beach. Yeah! I want to say something, but my tongue got tied. So I went away to buy a cocoa for pie. When I got there, I knew there was some other guy. I was feeling pretty low. She looked kind of high. The anger overwhelmed me. I could see it in his face. That's when he hit me, so I sprayed him up with mace.
Back in the States.
Can your heart stand it? This
yeah.
is the Hound, WFMU.
Can your ears stand it?
Yeah. And that was Billy Miller's tribute to the 70s Vim, not quite Vom set.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta send yeah. that one out to Lisa, who's got an ear infection, and this probably only made it worse. So get well soon, but not with Can You Snevich.
Yeah, hope you don't have a brain infection.
That was Can You Snevich, a WFMU fave. Judging by the latest charts I see, and that was I Saw Her on the Beach, as yet unreleased, but by popular demand, there could be a second King U Snevich album in the works.
Oh, goody.
Before that, from the wonderful 70s, we had Shakin' Stevens with his one good record, Frantic. Before that, the Flat Duo Jets from a live tape. My pal Dex Rahm Weber is going to be playing at Maxwell's February 1st, so you should check that out.
Don't miss it.
And what was this? Oh, yeah, Cream Soda from 1974 with I'm Chewing Gum. And a little more King U Snevich with Bop Bop Baby.
Can't get enough.
Alvis Wayne, I Want to Eat Your Puddin'.
From the Rollin' Rock
yeah.
record label. Great label of the 70s.
Yeah. A powerful... voice in the industry.
Yeah, force to be reckoned with.
At the top,
before we say that, it was the top Zionist rockabilly record label of the 70s.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And the Tremolos with Break Heart Motel.
Yep.
The Hound dug that one.
I like that. That was good.
Before that flower power phase, yeah. after it or something.
Get out your bell bottoms. Well, let's get to a little more news. Facing time, he can sure spare a dime. Portsmouth, Rhode Island. Police knew something was up when a man arrested for allegedly stealing money from vending machines tried to make bail with $400 in change. After questioning Gregory Rosa, age 25, for several hours, police said they uncovered an interstate ring that allegedly had been milking soda vending machines for 2 years.
Ooh, the big time.
Yeah, milking. So yeah, along routes they set up to collect change. Sometimes they would have a little money in the vending machine so they would not burn a route. Anyway, sometimes they make about $1,000 a night, according to cops, all in change, and they used nearly 200. They
got to pay for all those hernia operations.
Used nearly 200 stolen vending machine keys taken from someplace in Rhode Island. Anyway, so after being arrested, he asked for his backpack and his pickup truck so that he can make bail, and inside the backpack they found $400 in change along with the keys used on the vending machines. Brilliant.
Another criminal genius.
Crime pays.
Another supervillain.
Yeah. James Brown still in jail. Oh, Ike Turner. Ike Turner's in the news.
What
did
he
do
now?
Got himself sentenced.
A jury convicted soul. It says here soul singer, but he don't soul guitar player actually.
Well, he is the soul singer because Tina's not with him.
Yeah.
And he's the only one.
Once again, we are pushing that idea of a Sonny Bono Ike Turner tour. Turner, the ex-husband of Grammy Award winner Tina Turner, as it says here. And personal friend of Howlin'
Wolf.
Is he a
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer yet?
Yes.
I love it when they can introduce people.
So is he. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He was arrested last August, and he was convicted Tuesday of driving under the influence of cocaine. But the jury was deadlocked 8-4 in favor of acquittal on charges of transportation of cocaine and possession of cocaine for sale. He was also charged with being an ex-convict in possession of a gun, which is a felony count, and for that, he faces up to 6 years in prison. Boy, poor Ike, he's having a rough one.
Yeah, lift some weights, practice some guitar. See him on the comeback trail in 96.
Yeah. I don't know, there's not much else in the news. You wanna...
Yeah, lean Newsweek, huh?
Yep.
I like that they got that mayor of D.C.,
You like that guy, huh?
People wants to party all the time, party all the time.
Yeah,
you know, Dinkins does drugs, he's probably a pothead.
Kind of sucking the glass pipe.
Yeah.
Did they show the thing on TV?
No, they haven't shown the tape on TV. I grew up outside of the D.C. area. There have been rumors about this guy since he was elected in like 78 or 79.
Yeah.
If you see him interviewed, he's such a... He's got that teeth grinding thing down pat.
Oh, yeah. He definitely looks the part. Anyway, so what we're going to do now, I guess, is we're going to go into this, a preview of the next Hazel Atkins record.
Yeah.
Right?
Da, 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 da.
This one's called Sally Wally Woody Waddy Weedy Waddy.
So if you hurry, you can change the station.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
We'll change the station. All right, should we do it?
Yep.
No.
No.
Wait, I know what we can do first, though.
What's that?
Put the cassette in the machine.
WFMU.
Drop
East
the coin right
Jersey.
In the slot.
Oh, man, look at this.
Uppsala College.
This is, professional radio, folks.
This is a hit!
Probably did that.
Well, I got a girl named Charlie Valley. Charlie Valley. Well, she's my baby, she loves me so. Come on, baby, that's rockin' all day long. Charlie Valley. Woody, 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 woody. Now pick it. Down, 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 Yah,
Charlie Bradley Valley. Hee-yah-ha! 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 Charlie Bradley Valley. I got a girl named Charlie Bradley Valley. Woody Waddy, yaddy, 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 yaddy. What you doing in the morning, she do that night. Come on, pretty baby, and do it all night. To the side of the body. To the side of the body. To the side of the body. Woody, yaddy, 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 yaddy. And that's what you call the Sally Body, Hoodie, Yaddy, Hoodie, Yaddy, Hoodie, Yaddy, Hoodie, Yaddy, 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 Yaddy. Hee-yah, hee-yah, aha!
I know you come in right after that ding-ling-ling.
Thank you.
Aviva, your name.
Back in the jungle.
Right, Hound here. And that was some previews of upcoming releases on the Norton label.
So it's not too late to go CD, folks.
Yeah.
There he is, the man, Hassel Atkins, with Vivian Ann from the upcoming Norton LP.
This is
Peanut
counting,
Butter Rock and Roll.
This is counting backwards for me.
And we had two from John and the Night Riders. One's from an album we got coming out real soon, Beneath the Reef, from the album Stampede. And the other one's an old cut they did in their garage called Fuel Injection,
featuring Nikki Six of Motley Crue
on bass.
Yeah.
What'd I do?
How about that?
Did he teach those guys how to have fun, I hope?
I don't know.
Did they get invited to the bachelor party for the guy who married Heather Locklear?
Why?
That was supposed to be one of the most amazing parties ever. It was like on a boat, a yacht out in sea.
Why did you? Did they pull?
Did I know?
Did they get to push William Shatner overboard?
I don't know. I think Natalie Wood got pushed overboard.
Dennis Wilson?
Yeah.
And we had, let's see, the Untamed Youth.
Speaking of Dennis Wilson.
Performing The Hearse from the upcoming album Morgan Gassers from the Untamed Youth. The Junior Raymen, Link Ray's nephew. Band he had in 1966.
Before he croaked.
Before he died.
What killed him?
He drowned. He drowned shortly after this recording.
Uh-huh.
A little number called the Rat Fink from a record we have coming out called Rumble 66.
Maybe he got pushed
with
overboard.
Junior Raymond.
Yeah, he was at the Heather Locklear part. What?
Remember when we were discussing hand signals? Closer
to
the mic.
This means touchdown.
What does that mean?
This means get closer to the
radio
mic.
Closer to the mic. Okay, and at the top
no,
we
don't
had...
Talk louder, just get closer.
Yeah. Hassel once again with Sally Wally, Woody, Waddy, Weedy, Wow.
Goes out to Sleeping Beauty,
yeah. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Miss Sally seemed to enjoy that one because she fell asleep as soon as it was over.
But they'll all be out soon.
Bronx students have been given a book on drug abuse called Drug Abuse Facts, in which it tells them to hide their marijuana from school authorities.
Does it suggest that they hollow out the book?
Yeah. It says, let's see, persons are blah 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 blah.
It says that.
I can't find the good part. I should have underlined. See, I haven't been highlighting these things because I've gotten complaints about that.
The stories are pretty dull anyway, yeah. So it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, lately. All right, let's just play this one. We got Link Ray.
We got three Link Ray albums out next week. And
this is the title track from Volume 2, Big
That's
City.
Right. It's called Volume 2.
Big Critty After Dork.
We'll be right back. Meanwhile, back in the States.
That's right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. And that was some highlights from the upcoming three volumes of Link Ray Trash on the Norton label that Billy here is plugging. Volumes, what are the titles? Volume 1, Hillbilly Wolf.
Hillbilly Wolf.
Volume 2, Big City After Dark. And Volume 3, Some Kind of Nut.
All right. If you're just getting up, it's breakfast, thanks.
Since I'm holding the thing. That last one was Drag Strip. We heard one from the not yet, but soon to be released, Junior Rayman EP, Jack the Ripper, with a great guitar mistake.
Age 14.
All right.
Jack the Ripper.
Remembering the Twist. The rest of them were all Blink, right? Remembering the Twist, The Bad and the Good. Please, 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 the Beatles song.
Please, Please Me.
Oh, I never liked the Beatles.
Please, Please, Please is the James Brown song, which I never liked.
And we opened up with Big City After Dark. And so those boy, I'm gonna hold.
And so those boy, yeah. You said it, huh?
Hold the covers up to the microphone here.
Good idea. Look at, really
look
handsome.
Beautiful
folks.
Picture.
Yeah.
Look at that.
and so appropriately titled. And look at that one.
Big gigantic teeth and
now
greasy hair. One lunged Indian. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Pass them out. We'll start in East Orange and
work
our way.
Really looks like he parts his hair with a shovel.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go through these announcements one time. Warren Lee called in with a concert review saying that the Booker T and the MG show last night was definitely worth attending.
Yeah.
So they'll be tonight
Billy
over
Perkins
at the Lone
likewise.
Star. Eddie Floyd will be appearing with them. The Empire State Soul Club, for those of you who like that sort of thing, Thursday night at the North River Bar.
I'll be there in my wheelchair.
And 145 Hudson Street, North River Bar. Next Friday night, the A-Bones and the world-famous Blue Jays.
Unfortunately, I'll be there.
Free.
Yep.
At the, what's the name of that place again?
McGovern's?
McGovern's.
Eagleton's.
It's on Spring Street.
305 Spring Street.
Just west of Hudson Street on
and
Spring.
And it says here, absolutely free.
Yeah, we'll be performing Frank Zappa selections.
If you go to the Soul Club at Thursday night and can't find your car and wander around for 24 hours, you'll probably end up there.
Yeah, it's actually very convenient if you want to camp out, folks.
Yeah. I'm looking at last week's announcements.
Good idea.
Hey, man, you locked yourself out of that house talking about camping.
Sammy Price, Thursday and Friday, West End Cafe, Broadway and 115th Street in Manhattan. Okay.
Meet the man who makes the music.
Don't heckle him because he's packing heat.
It's true.
Yeah, really. He is armed. He will shoot you.
Part your hair with a wad cutter.
He is a great guy, though, Sam Price.
It's just so amazing when he went into the, like, the, you know,
he should be
the
mayor
bar part on the wedding march.
That was beautiful.
He would have made a better mayor than Dave Dinkins.
You think so?
Yeah. A videotape showing a young man writhing in pain after being shot 3 times in the chest is a key piece of evidence against a man charged with 2 murders and the attempted slaying of his wife.
That could do it.
Unpronounceable Greek name, age 30, is charged with hiring 2 men to kill
Greek,
his wife.
I'll pronounce it.
Demetrius Valsamis?
But I'm in the middle of the news story.
It's all right.
It's freeform radio. People dig this.
Oh, Charles here it Evans. Is. His What's name's right? Daytona Beach. No. Oh, here. Konstantinos Fotopoulos.
What he said.
Fotopoulos.
And he killed his wife, Lisa.
Thank you, Billy Miller. Mrs. Fotopoulos, Fotopoulos, suffered a gunshot wound to the head in the final of 6 bungled murder attempts over 5 days. She finally caught one in the head, though. Anyway, the man who was allegedly hired to kill Mrs. Foot for $5,000 is also dead, shot by Mr. Foot. These people have been having a great week.
It's nice to get it all
foot
on tape,
fetish.
Too, you know?
Anyway, everything involved in this case is being barred from being discussed because of a gag order imposed by a judge who became incensed when he learned of reenactments of the case on television shows A Current Affair and Inside Edition.
That could do it, too.
Why do they need to reenact it when they got it on videotape?
They probably wouldn't let them show the tape on TV.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's what we need. More snuff TV.
There it is, man. It's like Videodrome, right?
Anyway, let's play some more records.
There's an idea.
I put together. I don't know. Which one is it? Oh, yeah. In the middle of the set, you're going to hear what sounds like me screwing up and just playing half of a song. It's Little Richard doing True Five Mile, but it's the only thing that exists is this half a take, but it's so out of control I had to play just that half.
Can you sing the other half?
I'll stop the tape and sing the other half, yeah. No, let's kick it off with Cal Green, Mr. Okay. Formerly of the Midnighters, but not inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame. Here he comes.
Seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Yeah! Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comfort's yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. You take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
Well, that's 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, lock the door. 5, 6, pick up stick. 7, 8, well, I'm gonna be living on her. I gotta get my baby tonight. She's a back end down, we're gonna turn everything right down. Well, I love my alligator slippers, I'm crazy about my blue suede shoes. I love my alligator slippers, I'm crazy about my blue suede shoes. I got a pink pair of bands, a gal I just can't lose. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. I got a two-tone Fairlane, cute as a gal I love. When that moon shines bright, I know that it's time for love. Well, we're gonna rock and roll tonight. We're gonna rock and roll tonight. Rock. We're gonna rock and roll in my Fairlane tonight. I got twin carburetors, I got ready crowds. I'm gonna give me some love and wanna make those things all go. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna dress myself up in riding style tonight. I'm gonna give me some love and my old moon shine bright. I'm gonna be living on her. I gotta get my baby to die. She's back in town. I'm gonna turn everything upside down.
I'm really ripping Gene Noble with that good word about that fine warrior crown hairdresser.
Oh, wait, hold. Start again. Just get it right. I'm really ripping Gene Noble.
I'm really ripping Gene Noble with that good word about that fine royal crown hairdressing. All the chicks I know really goes for royal crown. And yours truly, little Richard, really goes for the chicks with that royal crown look. Take it and go, horse.
Good. Okay, now this one.
Hi, Gene Noble. How the old disc jerky?
I'll talk and you answer. We're on the turntable right now. Everybody's favorite, little Richard. Come in, man.
Slipping on a slide in Gene Noble with that good word on royal crown hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I goes just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on royal crown hairdressing. Even old long tall Sally use it. You know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that royal crown look, cause man, she's got it. Honey, 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 honey.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Well, the kids got Bertha, Gilbert's got Barbara. I've got Susie, and I know we're gonna rock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're gonna love you. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna love you, baby. Love you all night long. We gonna roll, we gonna love, we gonna kiss, we gonna really have some fun. Oh yes, I'm gonna love you. Oh yes, I'm gonna love you, baby, love you all night long. We gonna rock, gonna boogie in the dark. Oh yeah, I'm gonna love you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna love you. Oh yeah, I'm gonna love you, baby, love you all night long. We gonna roll, we gonna love, we gonna kiss, gonna really have fun. Oh yes, I'm gonna love you.
Ian Wallace, and I'm at home. If you give me a call, I'm still at home. I'm still at home now, so if you give me a call, I might still be at home. I'm still home. I'm at home. By the way, give me a call, I'm at home. And I'll be at home till I'm not at home. But I'm at home. Bye.
Girls, hello, Miss Claudie. Why, why? Let's get why. Let's get why. All night long. Well, the blue suede cats and the dungaree dolls. Everyone's invited, gonna get why. Why, why? Let's get why. Let's get why.
Man, that cat can play some, you know, just some.
We go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, go on up forever. Ooh.
Why, let's get why, let's get why,
all night long. Well, now, Lucas, yeah, it's old Caledonia. She's got folks celebrating, maybe with matrimony. Oh,
why, let's get why, let's get why,
all night long. Come on, piano man, get it on this noise, will you? Yeah! Look out, here I come. We'll do the Chinese mambo, the Cuban cha-cha-cha. We'll even do like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Why, let's get why. Let's get why.
All night long. Well, all night long.
Let's get wild. Quit making like grandma now, please, chick. You want me to put you down? Come on now, chick. Let's show you know, yeah.
Girl, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Well, I'm a madman, baby, when I see another man with you. Baby, when you do like you do, and when another man says, hey, look at that, baby, well, I get real mad and I turn red in the face, cause I'm a jealous man, baby, when I'm out on a date with you. Well, I've been a bad man, baby, to try to turn your love to me. Yes, but I'm a sad man, baby, cause it don't seem to be. But if you ever say,
I love you, boy,
well, I'd die right then, I wouldn't live anymore. I'd be a happy man, baby, so happy it would really hurt me. But I'm a bad, sad, mad man, trying to win your love, yes, I'm a mad man, baby. Well, yeah, yeah, I'm a mad man. Woo! I'm a mad man. I'm a mad man, baby. Trying to win your love, yes, I'm a mad man, baby. Well, I'm a madman, baby, when it comes to making love to you. Yes, I'm a madman, baby, when you do like you do. But when another man says, hey, look at that, baby, well, I get real mad and I turn red in the face, cause I'm a jealous man, baby, when I'm out on a date with you. Yeah, I'm a madman. Woo! Yeah, I'm a madman. Well, I'm a madman, baby. Mm-hmm, I'm a madman.
This is a hit!
Okay, let's go through that set real fast. Half of that was programmed. The first half I programmed. The second half Billy Miller
did.
Can
you tell where it went over, folks? Can you tell where the picture turned around?
Counting backwards. The Sotos Brothers with Little Liza. Willie Ward, I'm a Madman. Rudy Grizel, Let's Get Wild. Those were Billy's. Mine were Ray Vick, We're Gonna Bop Stop Rock. Little Richard with half of an alternate take of True Fine Mama. Hayden Thompson, By Request, with Fairlane Rock. And we opened with Cal Green, Huffin' and Puffin'. And it's just about craps it all wraps it up. We're getting out of here, huh? That's what the Sig Heils mean.
Yeah.
All right, we'd like to thank Andy for getting the car out of the mud. Sally, who baked fresh banana bread.
Yay.
Il Bruch, our little ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
And Billy Miller of Kix and the A-Bones. Come down to McGovern's next Friday night and see all these people in person.
Yeah.
And, that's it.
It's free to get in. Laureus is up next. Anything, you can just leave and come back in again.
Yeah. Laureus is up next. And this last one, Florian Monday, whose story will be in the next issue of Kix Magazine, which will be on the stands within a year.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Even within shorter than that.
A month.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Mama!
The Lord the Crick.
The Lord the Crick, you know.
Wear tight pegs at night, a collarless jacket, that's right. And my mambo boots are shining bright. Mambo, 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 mambo. Hey, mambo, where mambo? Goldie's good with the book, but the mambo men are cool with the look. If you don't ever want to be beat, you gotta be mambo from the head to your feet. Mambo, 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 mambo. Hey, mambo! Go get mambo! Woo!
a collarless jacket, that's right. And my mambo boots are shining bright. Mambo, 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 mambo. Hey, mambo! Hey, mambo! Holy, just good with the book. But the mambo men are cool with the look. If you don't ever want to be beat, you gotta be mambo from the head to your feet. Mambo, 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 mambo. Hey, mambo! Go get him, mambo!